You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and this morning I had a meeting with the teacher. The teacher, all caps, the teacher. You know, our Father God, that's our teacher. Yeah, you know, the teacher, T-E-A-C-H-E-R, the teacher. You know, Jesus was the teacher when he was here on earth. They called him teacher. And we ought to listen to the teacher, right? I mean, how many of you actually listen to your teacher in school? What about your kids? See, your kids are a reflection of you. They are. I know. Sometimes your kids, yeah, some of y'all are like, nope, my kids don't act nothing like I acted. I was good. I didn't talk. I listened. And that child there, I know some of y'all are like that. Did your kids listen to their teacher this last school year? Because, you know, a lot of us became their teacher reluctantly. A lot of us became the kids' teacher reluctantly. My goodness, from March through May, we were the teacher, okay? But this morning, I had a meeting with the teacher. And I want to tell y'all all about the parent-teacher conference. No, I'm just kidding. I want to tell y'all all about the conversation the teacher, my Father God, and I had this morning. So stay tuned. Y'all, this morning I was reading the scriptural Bible study. If you listened to the podcast yesterday, you know we are pivoting sounds funny when I say it, but we're pivoting to the scriptural Bible study. That means we're shifting. The Lord is shifting us from just the scriptural surprise to a scriptural Bible study. And the book that we're studying is the book of Acts. So if you did not tune in yesterday, make sure you play catch up and read Acts 1, because today we are reading Acts chapter 2. And y'all, Holy Spirit was in teacher mode. Now, you know, something that's been popping up a whole lot for me pretty much every day. It's like I see this word every single day. I don't care if I'm in the word or if I'm reading a book or even if I'm on social media, because let me tell you something. The only way I can see this word on social media is if I follow the right kind of people. But the word is repent. I'm like, Lord, am I not repenting for everything? Am I not repenting for everything? Like, I thought I had like brought everything to you, you know, but repenting is something we must do daily. So the fact that it keeps coming up daily is just a mere reminder for us to do it daily. So let's review what repent is in case this is your first blog or your first time listening to the podcast and you still don't know what it is or you still haven't done it yet. That's the most important part. Knowing and doing. Okay. Repent means to turn from sin to God. It means to turn away from evil, like go in the opposite direction and don't look back or come back to it ever. That's what repent means, to turn. Yesterday I said, as you learn, turn. Like, it's a lot of things that I've been repenting for that I had no idea I was sinning. I didn't know. Like, you know, I knew the basic stuff. I ain't gonna say basic, but I knew some sins. Let's call it that. Yeah. I knew some sins. I'm calling it basic. I knew the basic stuff. Like, if you have sex, that's sin. If you lie, that's sin. Like, that's not even basic. That's sin. So I knew some sins, but I don't know all sins, right? So as you learn, you turn. And so repenting is turning from the sin to God. As you learn that's actually sinning, you turn away from that to God. Okay. I also learned what it means to be baptized in the name of Jesus. That means to obediently go public with a profession of faith in him. Now, what I realized as I was reading in Acts is that I kind of assumed, I don't know why, but I did, all baptism was water baptism. And I knew this because when you be baptized with the Holy Spirit, that ain't got nothing to do with water. So I knew this, but in my mind, as I was reading this in Acts 2, it didn't say anything about water. So you can be baptized in the name of Jesus by going public with a profession of faith in him. No water needed. And see, that's how folks can be baptized now while churches are meeting online. You know, a lot of churches are still not open yet and they are meeting online. The most important part is you going public. That's the most important part. You going public with your profession in faith in Jesus, your profession of faith in Jesus. That's the part to focus on. But now I will say, after having been baptized last year with that water baptism experience, that it was absolutely the most amazing thing ever. I'm talking about, I was baptized as a kid, but last year I got baptized as an adult. And I'm telling you, it was totally different from being baptized as a kid. Like, just going under and coming back up a new creature. Woo wee. But dipping in that water means nothing without your profession of faith to Jesus. Okay. All right. So now the area that I want to highlight today in Acts 2 is verses 42 through 47. So I'm going to pull that up because what I'm about to share with you is essentially like a spiritual personal development checklist. It's also a church checklist, meaning if you aren't getting this from your church, then you might you might want to move around a little bit. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. You might want to move around because that church attendance that you're doing, that's not going to grow you. That's not going to grow you at all, okay? And let me be the one to tell you that just because you log in, because that's what we're doing a lot now, just because you log into your church doesn't mean that you're growing spiritually, okay? So as we go through this, I want you to listen to these four areas that we all should be partaking in for our spiritual development. See, when we grow spiritually, we're growing personally. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times we be focused on personal development, but really it should be spiritual development. So I'm going to read this verse. Acts 2:42 said, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And then verse 45 says, they sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as any had need. That's Acts 2:45. Okay. I want y'all to check out the whole book of Acts. Okay. The whole books. And I'm making a little correction here on the blog real quick. So y'all just bear with me because you know what? I'm just going to do it how I'm supposed to do it. Okay. So let's get into these four areas. I say I'm going to do it how I'm supposed to do it. That means I'm correcting something, y'all. So let's get into these four areas that we should all be partaking in our spiritual development. Number one, education. Education. Education is a big topic right now because a lot of parents are trying to figure out what to do with their kids this fall for school. They're trying to figure out, do I send my child back with COVID-19 still, you know, running rampant? Do I do the virtual schooling? Do I homeschool? You know, some parents are like, I can't even homeschool. I got to go to work. You know, what am I to do? And it says that the four areas that we all should be partaking in for spiritual development is education. That means we are to learn God's perspective on every matter. So you mean to tell me we're supposed to ask God what to do? as it relates to our kids' education, and that's us actually being educated, asking God. Yes, when you learn God's perspective on every matter, then that allows you to move to the next step, which is obey Him, and then experience spiritual growth. And when you do all of that, you're making an impact in God's kingdom. When we all are operating and following His instructions and assignments, we are making an impact in God's kingdom. So education is number one. Learn God's perspective on every matter. So the question becomes, what are you doing every day to learn God's perspective on every matter? That's an assignment question. Just jot these assignment questions down as we go. Number two, fellowship. We ought to be devoted to fellowship, which means to mutually share the life of Christ within the family of God. A disconnected Christian is a disobedient and unfruitful Christian. Y'all, did you hear that? I got educated on that today from reading Acts 2. A disconnected Christian is a disobedient and unfruitful Christian because we are to be devoted to fellowship. We are to be mutually sharing the life of Christ within the family of God. We're supposed to be fellowshipping, okay? That means when you out there acting funny, and you don't want a fellowship, not attend church. And dare I say, if you do attend church, you zip up out of there without speaking to nobody. Then that could be why you experiencing unfruitfulness in your life. Yeah. Just repent. Don't even try to justify, because I can just feel it in my spirit. Somebody trying to justify right now why they zoom up out of church without fellowshipping. Now, I know you can just watch church online now. You're like, well, how do I fellowship now, given, you know, we're not actually going to a physical building? The same way you fellowship with your family and your friends on social media. You know, you can be watching church and FaceTiming or Zooming. Like, don't try to let what's going on keep you from doing these four things, okay, for your spiritual development. You can still fellowship through Zoom, through FaceTime, through Facebook, through Instagram. Like, you could literally be watching a sermon on YouTube and fellowshipping with the other people that's also watching the same sermon, you know, on YouTube if it's live. So fellowship in the comments. Number three, worship. We ought to prioritize worship by breaking bread and prayer. Breaking bread is taking the Lord's Supper. Y'all remember, was it last week? Yeah, it was last Monday, I believe, that the Holy Spirit told me to go ahead and order my communion elements. Go ahead and order that. See, I don't need to let me not being in a physical church building keep me from taking the Lord's Supper. Right? That's worship. We ought to prioritize worship by breaking bread. And we should be doing this. We're supposed to be devoted to doing this daily, y'all. So daily breaking bread and daily prayer, daily fellowshipping and daily educating ourselves on God's perspective. And then number four, the last one, evangelistic outreach. This is another thing that we should be doing for our spiritual development. We ought to meet people's needs, all of us, not just the outreach team at the church. We are all to be outreaching daily, because Acts 2:47 says every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. See, that doesn't mean just going out telling people about Jesus, because having worked with the homeless before, they're not trying to hear about Jesus when they're hungry. Okay? They're not trying to hear about Jesus when they're thirsty or when they're cold and need a coat or whatever it is. That immediate need. We're supposed to meet that immediate need first and then begin to share with them about Jesus. Evangelistic outreach, meeting people's needs. It says in Acts 2:45, they sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as any had need. So whenever the Lord prompts you to be giving to someone, and really, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for this. I just realized it's like, yeah, He can prompt you specifically to tell you who, but we should be asking Him every day, Lord, whose needs should I meet today? Who should I bless today? And it's not always money. It could be time. It could be an encouraging word. It could be meeting the people's needs. What does a person need? Do they need an encouraging word? Do they need to know how to do something? Do they need food? Do they need clothing? Do they need shelter? What do they need? Our job is to do that every day, is to meet the needs of the people every day. That's evangelistic outreach. And by doing that, you're showing who you are and whose you are as a believer in Jesus. That's what you're doing. And that develops you spiritually. Can you come on, y'all, think about this. If we are learning God's perspective on every matter so that we can obey him, we growing and we impacting the kingdom, we fellowshipping with other believers, right? We fellowshipping with other people. You trending with people who going in the same direction that you going in. You not hanging out with people that looking at you like, why you always reading the word? Or why you always? No, you don't have to hang with those people. Okay, you don't. You can. The Lord may actually do outreach to that group of people. But fellowshipping means mutually sharing the life of Christ within the family of God, meaning connecting with other believers. Like, that's essential. Worship is essential. Prioritizing worship by prayer, breaking bread, taking the Lord's Supper. That's essential. And then outreach, meeting people's needs daily. We are supposed to do all of these things daily. What are you devoted to developing? What are you devoted to developing? The Holy Spirit said to me this morning, grow in knowledge of my word. Don't be satisfied with what you think you know. You've learned a lot over the last 17 months, and I want you to continue to pursue me, learn about me, devote yourself to me, and apply what you learn. That's what he said, y'all. And as I was writing that down, I heard him say, don't just sample, invest with your time, money, and energy. Y'all know when the word sample just make me think about Sam's Club. I don't know about you, but the word sample, just sample, makes me think about Sam's Club. You know how they have those food samples throughout the store and you can taste it. The Holy Spirit is saying, don't just sample me. Don't just sample me. Devote yourself to me with your time and your money and your energy. And keep it with the Sam's metaphor. That means go ahead and buy the whole pack of whatever you just sampled. Okay, go on, buy it. Put that thing in your basket. Okay, put that thing in your basket. Don't just be like, ooh, these little potatoes taste good. These little quiche, you know, them little quiche, the little tarts, the little quiche tarts. I don't know why that's coming up. Clearly, I'm a little hungry this morning, but those little quiche tarts, you sound like, these are so good. You know they are good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's Bible, right? So, and with the Sam's metaphor, don't just nibble, go all in. With Jesus, don't just nibble on him. Go all in. Don't just be looking for your favorite person, podcast, blogger, or influencer on social media to post. You go all in. You get educated. You do fellowship. You worship. You do outreach. What are you devoted to developing? See, wherever we invest our time, our money, and our energy, that's where we will develop. But the question is, are we developing the person God designed, or are we more focused and devoted to developing our own self-made designs? Ask yourself that question. What are you devoted to developing? Are you devoted to developing the person God designed? Are you? All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Here are your assignments, and y'all heard me giving y'all those assignments throughout the podcast, but here are your assignments for today. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then number two, what are you devoted to? What are you devoted to? And really go through each one of those things and ask yourself, Am I devoted to education? Am I devoted to fellowship? And am I devoted to worship? Am I devoted to evangelistic outreach? Am I devoted to those things? See, we're devoted to the things we put our money into. We're devoted to the things we put our time into. And we're devoted to the things we put our energy into. So are you putting your time, money, and energy into your spiritual development? That's the question. Write your answer down. And don't forget, if you learn, turn. Repent means to turn. So as you learn and grow, as we are all growing spiritually, come on, y'all. We gotta get it together. We got to. Let's invest our time, money, and energy into our spiritual development. Because really, that's what you're here for. You here to serve the Lord. Period. All right? Okay, y'all. I love you. I appreciate you for listening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.